True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday morning, good time edition on the Daily Tip on a BetMGM Network, and we're going to finish strong before we send you to bed sweats. Omar, it's great to be with you live across the country from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. The Dogster is here as well. And what were you telling me? Grant Delpit, safety for the Browns. What in the world did he say about Derrick Henry? Not smart.
It's time for bulletin board material of the week, courtesy of Grant Delpit of the Cleveland Browns. When asked about how hard it is to tackle Derrick Henry, he responded by saying, quote, not hard. Not hard, huh? Well, okay. Derrick Henry rushed for a buck 38 last time he went against the Browns. So I don't know about that. And also, I have eyes. I've seen Derrick Henry.
Oh my God.
Not your normal running back. Not that like any running back is easy to bring down, but Derrick Henry's like 6'2", 250.
Yeah.
You think that's not hard? It is fine to not credit your opponent and come into a game with some confidence. But, like, to flat-out lie to us is another thing.
Yeah, come on, dude. I remember last year.
Not you know, hard.
They have, like, next-gen stats and stuff like that, or they'll have, you know, the Amazon AI, like, measure, you know, different catch angles or the percentage of catching a pass, stuff like that. And they were running a test on Derrick Henry compared to other running backs because he had a lot of breakaway. I mean, he does every year, but he had a breakaway run last year where I believe – he tested as the fastest player in the NFL on that run. And I was like, imagine that guy coming at you at full speed. I would rather just have like a heart attack and die than have Derrick Henry run over me.
Well, if he's not hard to bring down, like, who is?
Right.
Like, is it just Saquon and that's it?
The two 1,000-pound sisters? I don't know. Like, who's tough to bring down? He's got to be the toughest guy to bring down in the league.
Are you comparing it to, like, a tractor trailer? Like, what's the comparison here? Like, why isn't Grant Delpit stopping every single person if Derrick Henry's not hard to bring down?
Yeah.
I don't understand the logic.
I don't get it either. Oh, man, we're almost off the air. Weekend plans, ready to go. What are you doing this weekend? Another softball game for Blake? How'd you do last night, by the way?
Oh, we had one last night, and she got on base every time. Her defense is improving. She was making a sandcastle in the dirt over at third base for part of the second inning, but we're working on our attention span. But over the weekend, I told you, we have that Western wedding we're going to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to Trail West after this, and I've got to get either a cowboy hat or a bolo tie and some boots or all of the above.
Will you get into character? Like if someone says hello, you're going to, well, how do? You know, something like that. Or somebody tells you a story. You're like, well, I'll be. stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, I think it's more like bougie cowgirl. Like, I don't know if you know the vibe that I'm thinking of, but like Nashville has a bunch of these stores where it's like Western wear, but it's bougie and like trendy. So it's not like Carhartt. You get what I'm, it's not like working cowboy. But here's the thing. You know, I have a background as a horse girl. I had a horse growing up. So it will not be hard for me to like tap into that character. There is no accent involved, but there are horses to pet there that I have been told. So I will be petting all of those horses.
Well, that'll be a good time. We Airbnb'd a house somewhere in Maryland. I forget. We were supposed to go to Renaissance Fest this weekend with our friends Ryan and Sarah. And that's, you know, it's kind of out there. So we're just going to spend the weekend. We found this house, which we Airbnb'd last year, and they have like a hot tub and a pool. So we just grab the house for the weekend. We're close to RenFest, and we just take advantage of the house and we cook and just kind of hang out and have drinks. It's a good time. But we missed our chance to get RenFest tickets. And this Maryland Renaissance Festival is apparently the most popular or one of the most in-demand Renaissance festivals in the country. So tickets sold out, and now they're being resold on SeatGeek for like $250 a pop. Like, we're not spending that kind of money. So I think we're just going to chill and hang by the pool on Saturday. Catherine bought some rings off of Amazon. You know, like the rings you throw at the bottom of the pool? You can go down and chase
diving rings.
Yeah, diving rings. Yeah. So we'll do that and hang by the pool, but I think we're going to miss out on RenFest because we're not paying that kind of money to dress up and have a turkey leg.
I mean, you can still do that at home. Like, nobody's going to be doing it but guys. But you can get a turkey leg. You can dress up. Hell, you can go, like, go to the bathroom in a bucket and dump it in the street because isn't that what they did in medieval times?
Yes. There'll be a toilet inside. Really I'm bad. Like, nope, not this weekend. It's to the bucket we go. It's RenFest weekend.
In character.
That's right. The entire time. Coming up next on Bet Sweats, Joe O and Sammy P will preview the upcoming weekend with their favorite plays. They will also react themselves to what we saw on Thursday Night Football. And then Kelly in Vegas is along at 11 o'clock. All right, final big plays of the weekend.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea. One bet officially on the card. What's it going to be?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the target share god and C.D. Lamb. I'm going to go him over his receiving prop of 78.5 receiving yards for -115 over at BetMGM, banking on the fact that the Cowboys have been really good at home, and C.D. Lamb is coming off a game in which he had some really bad drops. He still stacked the stat sheet, had 110 yards receiving against the Eagles. I think he gets a better matchup against the Giants, who are not nearly as difficult of a matchup. They just gave up this number, I believe, to Deebo Samuel in the first game of the season. Maybe Deebo had 77, but still, right on this number. So when it goes to target share, these are the guys that I like to back because the opportunity will always be there. Even if he has some drops, he's still going to get a ton of targets. He had 13 targets in the first game. Him and Dak have a good connection that I don't see falling by the wayside. I don't know if you saw the viral video of him practicing on his day off, catching balls, but he is motivated to right the wrongs that happened in that game against the Eagles. So I'm going to go with CeeDee Lamb to have a big game against the Giants. Let's go over 78.5 receiving yards for -115.
Okay. I think I'm chickening out. Just one bet on the card for me, and it's baseball. I went big last night. I know. I had 7 bets on the card last night. Went 5-0 in baseball, 0-2 in football. I'm going to stick with baseball right now and just kind of relax this weekend. And finish with a winning week. And
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do some early baseball. Tigers on the run line. It's minus 120. Taking on the Marlins, you have Tarik Skubal going up against Sandy Alcantara. Here's the thing. Alcantara has been much better recently. Early on, whew, man, that was a rough road for the former Cy Young Award winner. He has been better recently, but he is still not on the level, which is no insult. No one is on the level of Tarik Skubal, who has now allowed a total of 4 earned runs over his last 4 starts. That includes pitching 14 consecutive shutout innings. Are the Marlins bats? The Marlins going to get Tarik Skubal? I don't think so. And the Tigers lineup, a top 10 lineup in baseball in scoring. Even if Skubal and Alcantara go at it early on, then the Tigers also have a bullpen advantage. So I'm going to take the Tigers on the run line in Miami.
Tarik Skubal, one of the few members left of the Circle of Trust.
I know.
I feel like the Circle of Trust has been dwindling. Like, Zach Wheeler went down, Nathan Eovaldi went down, so we are happy that Tarik Skubal is still pitching, so we can bet on him.
Yes, we are. Double D is, he's giving it to me in a chat. Scared money don't make money. I'm like, I know.
You had seven bets last night.
7 bets yesterday.
That was a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a heavy card. So I'm going to ease into the weekend. I don't want to be on my phone all weekend when I'm diving for rings in the bottom of a pool in the middle of Maryland somewhere. Before we find out what's coming up next on Bet Sweats, we got to bring in the Donkster. Release the files. Doctor, don't do this. Let's not do politics. I've been waiting for weeks, and it's not a hoax. Release the files. Doctor, not now. Also, wait a second. I know you. What are you talking about? I'm trying to download some songs from my iCloud. I need Apple to release the files. Tim Cook promised me. Oh. Oh, wow. Thank God. That was very close. Do you have a bet? I do. Yankees, money line, minus 125 in Boston. And since you guys were talking about drugs, I like cocaine.
There it is.
There it is. That's earlier in the show. Not quite illicit drugs, but okay. You know what? If you want a natural high, you know what I do?
Ooh.
The bed sweats. That's what I do. Oh, yeah. That's right. Joe, oh, that's all I need in the morning. Good morning, Joe.
A little nervous about that transition. There we go from cocaine. Well, you know what's next on the network? Speaking of cocaine.
Good morning.
You should be used
what did you
to
think
this
of last
now.
Night? Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was angry. Like,
me too.
Apparently, everybody's right. Sure, Packers, top 2, top 3 team, apparently. It never, even though the cover was in play at the very end, it didn't really feel like that was the case last night.
So the Packers are now the favorites to win the NFC over the Eagles. Is that warranted?
No, it's not. I mean, I understand why there was movement after the Parsons trade and what they did to the Lions, but I can't make them the favorite. I have my concerns about the Eagles, but no, this is way too much. But it, you know, they did it against the NFC contender, someone at the very top of the list on that short list. So I understand the reaction, but it has just been an avalanche. It's been nonstop Packers action. I feel like I'm way too late. I'm not going to be jumping in. I'm going to be hoping that it goes wrong at some point. Sorry, Horvy.
Yeah. Now, 30 seconds left, Joe. What was your take on the Commanders? Were you surprised that they took so long. I mean, well, not even. I mean, they're still trying to figure out the offense.
Yeah, yeah. And let's just go for 50-plus yard field goals 10 times a game. And I was surprised by that a little bit. I know some of them were fourth and long situations, but the amount of success that they had last year on fourth down, I was surprised that they were willing to just go for long threes a lot.
Yeah, most aggressive team on fourth down last season in the NFL. It just didn't make a lot of sense. Joe O, have a great show. Good to see you as always. That is it for us on this edition of the Daily Tip. For Chelsea Messenger, D-Day, Denton Day, Dylan Mitchell, David Double D Dykstra, and the Dogstra, I'm Michael Jenkins. Have a great weekend.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.